police, 70-year-old Trump hater purposefully struck Musk supporter with car at Idaho Tesla protest. By Lucas Nolan on March 31, 2025. A 70-year-old man has been arrested and charged with aggravated assault after allegedly striking an Elon Musk supporter with his vehicle during an anti-Tesla rally outside a dealership in Meridian, Idaho, according to local law enforcement. ABC News reports that on Saturday, approximately 30 people gathered outside a Tesla dealership in Meridian, Idaho, to protest against the company's CEO, Elon Musk, and his role in the Trump administration's federal job cuts. The protest was overshadowed by a counter-protest of about 200 individuals. According to the Meridian Police Department, as a 49-year-old counter-protester arrived at the scene, Christopher Talbot, 70, of Meridian, allegedly made an obscene gesture toward him before striking him with his car. Police reported that the victim, who had been driving a truck displaying pro-Trump flags, had just parked and exited his vehicle when Talbot hit him. The counter-protester sustained non-life-threatening injuries and drove himself to a nearby hospital for treatment. The incident occurred amid a series of planned Tesla takedown protests organized by an anti-Musk group, targeting Tesla dealerships and facilities across the country. In recent weeks, Tesla has become a focal point for vandalism and demonstrations due to Musk's prominent and controversial role in President Donald Trump's second administration. Authorities used the license plate information from Talbot's vehicle to locate his residence, where he was subsequently arrested. Talbot was booked into Ada County Jail and charged with one count of aggravated battery, a felony offense, according to the Ada County Sheriff's Office. A police spokesman commented, "The Meridian Police Department reminds people to respect everyone's right to protest and express their First Amendment rights without resorting to violence." Breitbart News recently reported on a viral case of Tesla vandalism that is representative of a large and escalate wave of violence and domestic terrorism against Tesla and Elon Musk. Demarcayan Mark Wise Cox, 33, was taken into custody by the Texarkana Police Department after one of his alleged attacks was captured on video by the very Tesla he intentionally crashed into. The incident occurred while the electric vehicle's owner, Virita Karstafan, was having lunch inside a nearby restaurant. The footage, obtained by local news station KTBS, shows the 5'2", 449-pound Cox backing up his ATV and then ramming head-on into the side of Karstafan's red Tesla, causing considerable damage to the front driver's side door. Karstafan, who was alerted to the attack by a phone notification, estimated that replacing the entire door would cost over $1,000. Police were called to the area after receiving reports of a second Tesla being damaged at a nearby Lowe's store. Officers stopped Cox just over a mile south of the Golden Palace, with one officer recognizing him from the video of the buffet restaurant incident. During the initial interrogation, Cox allegedly provided a false name and claimed to be someone else, but police were not fooled by his cocky demeanor and proceeded with the arrest. Read more at ABC News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.